Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Tracy, this is Dorothy
Ann. Yes, ma'am.
Could you play my favorite song?
And which one is that?
Gene Watson.
All right.
You know which one it is?
The Farewell Party?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
When the last breath of life is gone,
Tracy, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm fine.
Good.
Can you play Heather Miles, My Mama's a Star?
Yeah, I'll be happy to.
Especially for Mother's Day.
That's a great idea. I'll do it for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
think back through the years. All my childhood memories are the ones that I hold dear. Climbing trees and skinned up knees, my brother was super.
Night and day. you so. Too late, we both have found.
Habit to break, and it took all that long to say goodbye.
All right. We'll
have fallen, too many dreams were broken, and holding on would be a waste of time. But sometime I know I'll wonder if it was really over, 'cause it took us all night long to say goodbye.
Hey, Tracy, I forgot to get you to play a song earlier.
Okay.
Charlie Pride, Kiss an Angel, Good Morning.
All right, we'll do it for you.
All right, Tracy, I appreciate it.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love. Is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Oh, yeah. There's Charlie Pride for you, Kiss an Angel, Good Morning. We've got a lot of requests in tonight, and I'm going to do my best to play all of them. I don't know that I'm going to be able to do it, but we're going to play as many as we can tonight. Plus, I've had three or four Mother's Day request songs. We'll do that at the end of the hour as well tonight. So I appreciate all the telephone calls and the requests, but we're going to try to do as many of those requests as we can before we have to get out of here tonight.
Yes, thank you. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good tonight.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you're doing okay.
Yes, sir.
I sure would like to hear a couple of songs, please.
Okay.
Well, the old Paycheck, the Outlaw's Prayer.
Okay.
And anything by Miss Bertie Norma Jean.
Oh, we'll do it for you tonight.
I sure appreciate it. You have a blessed evening.
You too. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door, started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." A while ago I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. Then there's those fine cars parked outside, too many for me to count. Made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing Shove It." You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair and sandals on his feet and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children, take them beyond the clouds, to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. This is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
Yes, can I request a song for tonight?
Sure.
Can I request The Man That Turned My Mama On by Tanya Tucker?
You can do it. I'll do it for you tonight.
All righty. Thank you there.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
I wish I'd known the man a little better that turned my mama on. He must have been a heck of a man, 'cause mama was a lady, don't you know? Mama was no prude, but she was proper, never wore her dress too short. She didn't care if he did, but she'd have never taken a drink. Grandma Kate did the best she could to see Mama grew up right, so she'd be fitting one day for court.
don't you know? I hear he came to town one day in a rusty old 49 Ford, selling ladies' shoes and assorted greeting cards. He was getting good looking and easy to like and turning all the ladies' heads. But he saw more first, and Lord knows how some of them traveling me now. I wish I had known the man a little better to turn my mama on. He was always laughing and sang a right sweet song. I wish I had known the man a little better to turn my mama on. He must have been a heck of a man, his mama was a lady, don't you know? Mama seemed to forget the things that Grandma Kate had always told her. She ran away one night with a traveling man. Reader's truck stop and drove to DeSoto County, but he brought her home with a ring upon her hand. Mama's told me how the fever took him when I was barely five, but I remember him pitching me up and catching me. And I love to sit and listen to her tell me about my daddy. She says he thought the sun was surely rising, setting me. I wish I had known the man a little better than turn my mama on. He must have been a heck of a man, cause mama was a lady, don't you know? I wish I had known the man a little better than turn my mama on. He must have been a heck of a man, cause mama was a lady, don't you know?
Yes, sir. This is David Oates, and I'm sitting down here on the river right now, and I would love to hear River in the Rain by Roger Miller.
River in the Rain. We'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
River in the Rain. Sometimes at night you look like a long white train winding your way away somewhere. The river, I love you, don't you care? Well, if you're on the run, winding someplace just trying to find the sun, sunshine, whether the rain. River, I love you just the same. But sometimes in a time of trouble, when you're out of hand and your muddy bubbles roll across my floor, carrying away the things I treasure, hell ain't no way to measure why I love you more than I did the day before. River in the rain. Sometimes at night you look like a long white train winding your way. I've never seen the sea.
Tracy. I'm enjoying your music.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I would like Mona Lisa and Third Rate Romance.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can do
that. Maybe Trashy Women.
Well, I'll see if I don't know if I can get them all on, but I'll do my best, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Sitting at a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant, she was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying booze. And talk was small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you do." Third Rate Romance, Lorraine Rendezvous. And he said,
Tracy, this is Harlan Mann. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and you?
I'm doing good. Hey, we just moved back into this part of the world again.
Awesome.
Come back home and sit there listening to you here with his. Play me a little bit of Jody Nick's Big Balls of Cowtown, you get a chance.
All right, we'll do it for you tonight.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
To Dallas in a big old double trailer diesel rig, and just as luck would have it, the driver let him down in front of this old dance hall where I picked. He had a worn out fiddle case he carried like a child. Tucked beneath his arm as he walked in, he strolled up to the bandstand and laid a dollar down. Said he'd wonder if we'd mind if he set in. While he tuned up with the guitar, the boys all turned around and looked at me. From the way that he was dressed and looked, everybody thought he was some old bum that walked in off the street. But when he pulled that bow across them strings and made them cry, we knew he weren't no ordinary man. When he had a breakdown by himself to warm it up, we knew we had a fiddler in our band.
He played a good old country breakdown like you've never heard a breakdown played before. Then he made you feel like you're a part of faded love and cheating heart, and topped it off with Roads of San Antone. Then he played a verse of Uncle Pen, the crowd had roared, and he'd play it again. They thought he barely couldn't drink no more. We thought he'd wear his fingers off, cause the only time he'd ever stop was long enough to rosin up the bowl. And he'd play. Like you've never heard a breakdown played before. Then he made you feel like you're a part of faded love and cheating heart, and topped it off with Roads of San Antone. Then he played a verse of Uncle Pen, the crowd had roared, he'd play her again. They bought him barely, couldn't drink no more. Before we knew what he had done, he buttoned that old fiddle up and caught himself a ride on down the road. And he'd play.
A little Cajun music by Daryl McCall.
All right. Should we do that for you tonight?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Down in Louisiana, close to Lafayette, I met a girl named Gigi that I never will forget. She wanted me to take her to a place called Fontaine. That's where I got acquainted with Jean-Pierre Bordeaux. He don't pull no hero. He don't cook no come alive. He can tell a story with a fiddle and a bow, and you can almost read the mind of Jacques-Pierre Bordeaux. He don't pull no hero, he don't cook no gumbo. He ain't seen the bio since he was 10 years old, but you can't find a Cajun in all of Louisiana that don't love the fiddling of Jacques-Pierre Bordeaux. Of all the pretty girls I've known and places that I've been, I'd rather be with Gigi down at Fontenot's again. Every time a Cajun song comes on the radio, I think about the fiddling of Jacques-Pierre Bordeaux. He don't pull no piro, he don't cook me no gumbo. He ain't seen the bio since he was 10 years old. Now you can't find a Cajun in all of Louisiana that don't love the fiddling of Jacques. He don't pull no hero, he don't cook no gumbo. He ain't seen that bio since he was 10 years old. Now you can't find a Cajun in all of Louisiana that don't love the fiddling of Jacques-Pierre Bordeaux. He don't pull no hero, he don't cook no gumbo. He ain't seen that bio since he was 10 years old. Now you can't find a Cajun in all of Louisiana that don't love the fiddling of Jacques-Pierre Bordeaux. He don't pull no hero, he don't cook no gumbo. He ain't seen the bio since he was 10 years old.
Yes, sir. It's close to Mother's Day. How about Roses for Mama by C.W. McCall?
We'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, I had 2 weeks vacation coming, so I thought I'd drive down to Florida and spend some time with an old friend, date a few girls, make a few parties, and just kind of live it up again. So I packed up my car, and then I called my mom in Tennessee and told her what I planned to do. She said, son, are you coming by? And I said, Mom, I'm really pushed for time, but I'll see you in a week or two. And I was driving through this little town in Georgia when I remembered today's Mama's birthday. Well, I thought I'll just stop and wire some flowers. Shouldn't take too long, then I'll be on my way. So I walked in the flower shop, and the first thing I saw was this little boy with his eyes full of tears. I said, what's wrong, son? He said, Mama loves roses, and today's her birthday, and I haven't seen her in almost a year.
Roses for Mama.
I live with Grandma now, but I promised Mama some roses, cause I talk to her all the time. I wanted to give her 5, cause that's how old I am. But the lady said I couldn't buy them with just a dime. Well, a little fella's story kinda touched my heart, so I told the lady to give him what he wanted and charge it to me. Then I told her I needed to wire a dozen roses to my Mama up in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. I looked around and the little boy was gone. But all of a sudden the door flew open and he come running back in. He said, Mister, I forgot to thank you for the roses. He smiled and shook my hand and ran back out again. Well, I started on out of town, and I was feeling real proud of myself for thinking of my Mama and really caring. When I looked out the window and I saw that same little boy kneeling by a grave in an old cemetery. I stopped my car and walked over to where the little boy was kneeling down. And he smiled up at me and said, this is where my Mama stays. She says she sure does thank you for these pretty roses. Well, that's when I had to walk away. And I drove straight back to that flower shop and I said, lady, have you sent those flowers to Tennessee? She said, no, not yet. I said, well, never mind. I'll just take them back with me.
Teddy and Doyle, the Wolf.
Wilburn Brothers, and they loved their little mama. She was on their TV show a lot, and certainly they certainly showed their love and appreciation for her. And my little grandmother was with me on the Hits radio show here for many, many years, answering all the phones and that sort of thing back in the day. Whenever she got to the point where she couldn't come down, she was an avid listener. And I played that song one night, and she called me, and she said, "Who's singing that song, Medals for Mother?" And I told her it was the Wilburn Brothers, and she said, "You should play that more often." And I always did, and always think of her every time I play it. There's the Wilburn Brothers for you tonight. Here's another great little Mother's Day song from Loretta. She wrote this about her angel mother.
I'm writing this song about a girl that I know. She's just as pure as all silver and gold. I might search this world over, oh, but I'd never find no one to take the place of this mother of mine. Mother, that's the sweetest name of them all. You're an angel on earth, and to me you are worth more than anything else in this world. I love you more day by day, and I could never repay all the things that you've done for me. Your heart is filled with joyous times, and your eyes, oh, how they shine. That's the story of this mother of mine. Mother, that's the sweetest name of them all. You're an angel on earth, and to me you are worth more than anything else in this world. Mother.
You know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks, and way down at the bottom, past the credit cards and the baby pictures and the green stamps, you can usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry of some kind. And I was cleaning out my wallet the other day, and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. And the funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I just kind of thought that maybe now might be a pretty good time for an accounting. Mom, you listening? Oh, Mom, I owe you for so many things. A lot of different services. Like night watchman, for instance, for lying awake nights listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late. Oh, you had the eye of an eagle and the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger, turkey out of tuna fish, and big old strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand, and for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life. And for washing and ironing that no laundry could ever do. For drying the tears of childhood and for ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for services as a bodyguard. For protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms and nightmares and too many green apples, and Lord knows I owe you for medical attention. For nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh, no. Important things like, you don't quit scratching at it, ain't never going to get well. And if you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that. And probably the most important was, boy, you be sure you got on clean underwear in case you're in an accident. And I owe you for veterinarian service. For feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of the rope. For healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going through some pretty tough times. For wonderful productions at Christmas and 4th of July and birthdays. And for somehow making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites and confidence and hopes and dreams, and somehow you made them all touch the sky, and for cementing together a family so that it would stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows, and for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life, things that a growing boy's just gotta have. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I will never, ever forget. When there were only two pieces of apple pie and 300 people, I noticed that you were always the one that suddenly decided that you really weren't hungry anyhow. These are just a few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very, very cheap. She managed simply by doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself. My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever, ever hope to repay. But you know the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she'll mark the whole bill paid in full for just one kiss and four little words. Mom, I love you.
Oh, the great Jimmy Dean. You can't get much better than that on a Mother's Day song for you. I want to say a special happy Mother's Day, especially to my mom, Evelyn Pitcox, but to all the mothers out there as well. Women have always been a very important part of my life and a very, very influential part as well. And I'm very, very thankful for each and every one. That's going to wrap it up for us on the Hits Radio Show because our time's all gone. I'm Tracy Pitcox, thanking you for joining us and saying may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry, that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Pete Mitchell. Loretta, also I love to hear you sing, honey.
You wanted a fool and I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, yeah, we laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.